welcome to another exciting episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and I'm here with my other two hosts, Taylor Kelly and Jessica Park.
How you doing, Kevin?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Awesome. Anything new in you guys' world?
Not really. I'm going to the beach this weekend.
I am, too. I'm leaving actually right after this show, so.
I know you are because I have to cover your shifts tomorrow and Friday.
Exactly. You're a sweetheart.
You're welcome.
So you didn't have breakfast with Shaquille O'Neal this morning?
I did not eat breakfast with Shaquille O'Neal this morning. I'm still waiting on him to call me back. I haven't heard back from him yet.
That is a hard one to top, so. Our first show just started up here, and now we're just
we're quickly going downhill, free falling.
Exactly. Well, we have an exciting show today, and we have some great guests in the studio. We have Alicia Nesbitt with Enchanted Events of Atlanta, and we have Patrick Williams with PWP Studio. Welcome to the show.
How are y'all doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Alicia, we'll go ahead and get started with you first today. We'll let you you lead us off. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the event planning industry?
Well, again, my name is Alicia Nesbitt, and I'm the owner of Enchanted Events of Atlanta. So I started back in May of 2011, and it's something that event planning is something I've always loved to do by 10 years.
Okay.
So this was a career change for me, and it started where I have a photographer. He is a neighbor of mine, and him and his wife would always come over to my house for little parties I'd have, and I'd always do them up nicely, whether it was a Tupperware party or a baby shower. And he was just like, you know what, my wife's, you know, she has a birthday party coming up, and you always do everything so nicely. You know, I want you to come over to my house, and I want you to just like to turn it into like a private, you know, restaurant bistro for us, and just do it really nicely. And I was like, okay, you know what, I can do it. Great. So I had a caterer come in. I totally took their dining room, and I turned it into a restaurant for about five other couples. And he was just really shocked on, you know, how well I did that. He's like, you need to really do this, you know, full time and turn this into a business. And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to do that. You know, I had planned my own wedding when I did get married. I'd planned other people's weddings and, you know, everything from start to finish, the decor, the design, the coordination of it. And it's something that I would always do and not get paid for doing it. So, you know, it was a passion that I had. So with him being a photographer, he said, okay, let's go for it. I came up with about 10 or 12 looks. We went into his studio, and we joined forces. Yeah, we joined forces, and we set up my portfolio. I started a website. I got my business cards going, and I got out there, and I went to a couple of conferences, started networking, and I started my company. Okay. That was in April. I had a launch party in May, and it really took off word of mouth from there.
All right. I know event planning is a very competitive industry here in Atlanta, so how hard was it breaking in?
You know what? I was really fortunate coming in to have some great mentors in the field. One of my mentors, Ina Salisbury from the Starfire Group, she kind of took me under her wing in the beginning, and it was nothing about, you know, competition. She's a great event planner, and she kind of showed me a little bit of the ropes. I went to a conference and met some people, did some networking, and it was more about collaborations and, you know, hey, you know, how can we work together? I'd kind of put myself out there, you know, with showing what I could do. So that's a kind of a way of proving yourself. Yeah. And when people can see what you can do and they see your stuff looks great, then they don't mind helping you out and, you know, joining forces with you to do some things. So I was really blessed with that, to where I had some good connections. My photographer friend, he's a celebrity photographer, so he had a couple of connections. And it's really about who you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this industry, it is about who you know. So I'm thankful for who I knew going into this, and also having some favor from God from that. So I can't, you know, go without saying that. So I was fortunate with that, and I did network. I networked my butt off, and I made some connections. So you got to work hard with it.
Yeah, the foundation of business is still relationships after all these years.
That's right. Face to face.
Yeah.
Alicia, you mentioned mentors earlier. I know that that's a big part of your life. What would you suggest to like our listeners that are listening and want to do what you're doing? How do you pick and choose a mentor? I know it's just so many people out there, and there's so many people with their bravado, and people are like, oh, I'm the best. I'm here. What would you tell people to pick?
You really want to look at someone who has a proven track record in the industry, and someone that has a business that kind of aligns up with what, you know, the direction that you want to go in. Not so much that you're copying what they do, but they have the same values and the things that you're looking for in a business owner. Someone whose style is kind of similar to yours, and someone that it's not so much, you know, take from them for mentorship, but what you can, you know, give them also as far as being a mentee. So you want to kind of look with somebody that has the same values and a business owner, kind of look at their track record and their reputation out there in the community as well. You want to look at that as well when you're looking, you know, to find a mentor in the business.
Well, what's the most important thing you learned from your mentor, really?
The most important thing I've learned is protecting your name and your reputation.
Yeah, it's everything.
It is everything, and who you align yourself with out there, and also protecting your relationships with your vendors, and also just making sure that you do everything with a spirit of excellence. You do it right. You do it to the best of your ability to please your customer and your client.
Well, starting a business is extremely hard in this day and age, and I know personally both my mothers, they own their own business. It's really hard being a woman in business nowadays. How did you overcome those challenges?
That's something that I'm still overcoming. It's something that's still hard. I've kind of found my niche in the business, and I don't do a lot of weddings. I still do some of the smaller events from, like, my customers that I had in the beginning, but now we've moved into more corporate events, and we deal with a lot of corporations and sponsors and men and people that are higher up in their corporations. And so in the beginning, they deal with us. It's by email only, and then we don't get a lot of face-to-face to write at the beginning. So they're kind of shocked to see that, and that kind of helps me that we don't deal with them, you know, face-to-face in the menu, because they kind of, sometimes they're kind of put off. Sometimes, you know, when we meet them, they're like, oh, are you, you know, an intern? Are you, like, on the marketing team? You know,
and I mean, I'm the owner.
Yeah, right. And so I'm like, you know, if that makes you feel better, sure, I'm the head intern in charge.
I'm the one
making
the money, you know?
The head intern in charge.
You know, so, but actually, you know, like, I'm the owner of the company. So, yeah, that's something that I'm still, you know, having a problem with. And in the beginning, we used our PR company a lot to kind of reach out. And we still have had to with dealing with some venues to try to get into.
They were just shocked because you look so young. That's what it is.
And maybe because I have some brown skin. You know, I mean, just being real, keeping it real. You know, like, we were told to go to a venue to check it out to see what we thought about having an event at the, you know, the venue. And we were told, you know, my partner, you know, and I, that I have also Enchanted Blue events. We may get into that part, the nonprofit side of it.
Definitely.
But we were told, no, we don't really do those kind of events here. Okay. And we were sent there by our PR company. But then going forward, we had somebody else reach out to them on our behalf, and they were like, we would love to have the event here. So, I mean, it's just, that's sad. We're in 2012, but I mean, that's just the reality of the things, and we are in the South, and I am a woman, and I am a minority, you know, in the business. So it's still some things that we're still trying to overcome, but I'm not letting that stop me from doing what we need to do.
Okay. Amen.
So getting back, I'm going to talk some more about Enchanted Events. You said that you're making the transition, you know, from more weddings to more corporate things. Are y'all still involved with the wedding things? And, you know, what kind of events do you do? And, you know, I mean, do you do it start to finish, or do you just come in at, you know, a particular stage? Or you kind of go through that a little bit with me.
With that, I would bring in somebody to do, like, the day of. We don't do day of coordination. If a bride requests that, then we contract out somebody to do that. We mainly just deal with decor and design, that aspect of it. And then also with the catering, we have an in-house caterer. We have an in-house photographer, and also an industry makeup artist. So we deal with those aspects of it. So, like, I have our makeup artist. I've booked her for a couple of weddings. And a lot of our...
Could she make Kevin pretty?
She sure could. She sure could.
Good,
yeah.
Sold.
And the majority of our referrals from the wedding industry come from our bachelorette party packages that we do. So, like, in January, it's like from 1st of January to, like, mid-January, we had, like, 18 referrals. You know, inquiring about our bachelorette party package. So that's the main thing that we do. We kind of stay away from doing the whole wedding coordination thing, because with our bigger corporate events, they just take up so much time, and I found that we don't have to kind of hustle so much with the weddings now, to where we can kind of just
there's
do
so
that.
Many details to weddings, and it's such a drawn out process. Sometimes you correspond for a year before the event even happens.
Exactly. And the amount of money that you make corresponding with that bride for a year, you can do your corporate event, you know, in a day and just be done with
it. Just contact all the C-level.
Yes. And just be done with it. And so that's kind of where I found my niche with that. And I've Just moved into that. But I still, like in the beginning, word of mouth is, and that's how I got started with my clients doing their birthday parties and baby showers. So I'm doing a birthday party next weekend for a client that I've done, like, I do everything for her whole family, uh-huh. like all their birthday parties.
My birthday's coming up in May.
Okay,
so,
definitely.
I mean, we got some time to plan
yes,
that out, right?
Definitely
we have a few
reach
months. Because so, I'm going big. You
yeah.
know? I want like a bounce house and everything.
We do that. Yeah, we do that. Yeah, because like she's having her twin girls are turning 10. So we have henna tattoo artists that are coming in. She's going to have belly dancers coming in giving the girls
so,
lessons.
Oh, wow.
They're going to have Moroccan food action stations.
And your company takes care of all
We're
that. You did it all.
From start to finish, yeah. And wow. we're doing the floral arrangements for it. We're bringing in the linens, you know. We have, all she did was she paid me. And she was like, this is what I want. And we're giving
Perfect.
Her what she
Taylor
wants.
Wants belly dancers
yeah.
also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would take 2.5 belly
two
dancers.
Two and a half. Where did that half come from?
You know.
Yeah.
All right. So, so that's cool. You'll do all that, you know, kind of the private party stuff. And so on the corporate side, I know you'll have a big event coming up. It's the Chef Expo.
Yeah, the Atlanta Chefs Expo was coming up on Sunday, February the 24th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Georgia World Congress Center. And this is the second year for that event. So we're excited about it.
Awesome.
Infinity is our title sponsor for the event.
Are we invited?
It's actually sold out.
Oh.
It's
but
sold
you got
out
me a
last
ticket.
Month. You can definitely
That's
get a meeting
great.
Pass.
It's sold
a meeting
out.
Pass.
Yeah,
all right.
I haven't seen too many companies that promote their events as much as you have with Atlanta Chef Expo, and that's got to be in part why you've had so much success with it, because it's constant. It's always in my feed. It's always new people added on to the event. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear about the sweets aspect of it, because that's my that's my personal favorite is the sweets.
Yeah, that's one thing that we like is we like consistency and we like to use social media to promote our events. But in promoting our events, we're promoting the exhibitors that are there. We're giving them this publicity as well. Like you said, we always have new people that are added to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a benefit of, you know, someone participating in events with us. It's not just about us doing this, but this is giving them a platform as well to promote their business in turn. And like you said, with the sweets, we have the Sugar Shack. So we have pastry chefs.
That's where I'll be.
Yeah. We have them, you know, they have their pastries and their goods that they are, you know, getting out there to the public, and it's a way for them to create new business for themselves and, you know, have new customers, and it's a marketing tool. This is something that we created for other businesses, for small businesses to get themselves out there and use as a marketing tool. So that was the main goal for this project.
What's the most interesting marketing tool you've seen? Because I know people are trying different social media stuff, doing different things. Mm-hmm. What have you seen out there that people are trying to do? Because people are doing crazy things.
Like being on the radio?
Oh, man.
It's very effective.
I don't know. The most effective one I've seen, and it's not too crazy, is Instagram. I mean, Twitter is big, but it's kind of boring now because it's just words. But people like it when you can put pictures with words, and people just like to look
at visual,
pictures.
We're
visual, for sure. Very. So, I mean, I love Instagram.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm all over all the social media.
Yeah, and the way you can share Instagram with Facebook and Twitter at the same time to me is great. So that's the thing that I like to do with that.
So I know that you know, event planners, each one's going to kind of have their own little style, their own little flair. Mm-hmm. So what makes Enchanted Events of Atlanta different? You know, what do you bring to the table? You know, what are you going to do different for me?
I like to get, you know, my client's perspective on what they want, what they're looking for. But regardless of what that is, I'm going to bring a little bling and shine to it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
A little sparkle and shine.
A little belly dancers.
Yeah, a little something to it. So I love color. I like flash. Yeah. I like sparkle. I like glitz. I like glam. So even it's...
Makes you stand out.
Yeah, it makes you stand out. And even if it's a guy, you know, I mean, we're not going to have him all sparkly and pretty and shiny and cute, but we're going to have, you know, we're going to add a little extra flair.
A little flair.
Well, yeah,
I'm looking at the website right now. And there's some really good place settings. The colors are great. I just love it.
Yeah, thanks. I think color and pops of color and bling and flash, that's my style. So you're always going to get a little bit of something extra than what you bargained for when you come
down
to the party with me.
Cool.
For me, collaboration has really, really gotten me out in the industry and gotten me familiar with people in the industry. Have you collaborated with some people that just really stand out to you?
I have. One of the people that I collaborate with on each one of my events. And it's not even an event planner. It's a DJ. I collaborate with Lethal Rhythms. Joel Raby, the DJ from Lethal Rhythms, we collaborate with him on everything. And he just takes our parties and our events to the next levels. I feel like you cannot have a party without having them there to make it pop and to make it fun. So I feel like he's like our icing on our cake.
Nice.
When we have our events.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, you know, sounds like y'all definitely have everything, you know, have your ducks in a row. So for anybody out there who wants their little private parties or who wants, you know, their events planned, tell us how we can get in touch with you. You know, maybe email address and all that stuff.
You can send us an email to info@enchantedeventsofatlanta.com. Please visit our website at www.enchantedeventsofatlanta.com. Follow us on Twitter at Enchanted Event. We're also on Instagram at Enchanted Event. And like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Enchanted Events of Atlanta.
All right. Great stuff. Actually, before we leave, did you mention about your nonprofit?
Oh, yeah, I'm also a co-owner of a nonprofit part of it. It's called Enchanted Blue Events.
Yeah.
So Enchanted Blue, we organize and plan events for nonprofit organizations. And so with each one of those events, the profits from those, some of the profits go back to benefiting that. So with the Atlanta Chefs Expo, that's a product of Enchanted Blue. And so $2 from each ticket sold from the Atlanta Chefs Expo, it benefits Susan G. Komen for the Cure of Greater Atlanta.
That's
and
awesome.
Then we also have the Atlanta Street Food Festival that we do in July at Piedmont Park. And that's with all of the food trucks. You have live bands and Sweetwater Beer.
When is that?
That's on Saturday, July 13th.
Just for the listeners that didn't catch that part.
Yeah, Saturday, July 13th at Piedmont Park.
Piedmont Park.
Yes, okay. And a portion of the proceeds from each ticket sold for that event will benefit the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alicia. Would you mind hanging out with us for a little bit while we
definitely
speak with our next great guest here?
Yeah. We have Patrick right here with PWP Studios. And I just have to point out, we always have an award in the studio, and Taylor likes to always take best dress. But I think that you get it this year.
It's the bow tie. He's got the bow tie.
You got to rock the bow tie.
Exactly.
You have to. I kind of claimed it as my thing this year. I'm kind of rocking the bow tie.
So tell us a little bit about PWP Studios and how you just rock it for everybody else.
Well, first off, PWP Studio wears bow ties.
Sold.
There it is.
We don't even know
booked.
What you do. But
booked.
We are corporate event photographers.
Ooh.
So I am the front man for a merry band of event photographers that...
They can be rowdy.
They can be rowdy. As a matter of fact, we try to keep that to a minimum when they're actually working. But outside of that, there's just no telling. There's no telling what's going to happen. But yeah, we have approximately, I think right now, somewhere between 15 and 20 associate photographers that work for the studio. We have a back-end staff, production manager, and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're accustomed to handling larger events, multiple events, all kinds of fun. Do a little travel.
Do you do the gamut? Do you do video, pictures, everything?
Or? Well, you know, my main man, Justin, who I understand went to the Art Institute.
Is his
with
name
somebody.
Justin Snavely?
Yes, I know.
Yes. There we go. Yes, I know Justin very well.
What up to Justin out there? Actually, we just hired video. So
okay.
Justin is my studio manager full-time, and we are now starting to offer video to our corporate events.
He is great. We have a funny video we made when we were in class together of us running around elevators and different stuff. So I'll give that to you as just blackmail.
Nice.
I would absolutely love to see that. Thank you so much. Looks like he'll be working for me a little longer now. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So your company rebranded in 2008, and you were a successful wedding photographer at that time. What made you make the change to corporate?
You know, it's funny. We have a little saying in the wedding industry, and it may have just been in my studio because it's a little politically incorrect in a big, major way. But we said babies and old people ruin everything. Okay,
I think that's everybody's saying.
Yeah.
It goes without speaking.
When it comes to wedding timelines, when it comes to, you know, every bride gives you that fantastic list of 48 photos that have to be done in 14 minutes. And the wild card was always the mobility impaired and the attitude impaired, which covers the gamut of young and old. And what caused the rebranding in my business was, funny enough, babies.
Babies.
It's kind of funny how it all comes around like that. But
Why can't they just tell us what they want? It's so frustrating.
You just wait. Eventually they will.
And then it stops talking. Go back to sleep.
And then they won't stop. Exactly. They want to tell you everything they want. Yeah. But neither here nor there. The deal with that was I was a dedicated wedding photographer in 2007, and happy being such, I had a very small amount of corporate business on the side. And what happened was my first son, Murphy, was born right smack dab in the middle of wedding season.
Oh, wow.
And interestingly enough, on a bride's wedding day, which that was interesting. But what that did is it kind of gave me a very real understanding of what it was going to be like moving forward, because I've always had this idea that I want to be a rock star at whatever I do.
Mm. You are.
You're sweet. I'll pay you later for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I've always wanted to be very successful at what I do, and on a fairly large stage if I can attain that. And so I knew that as a rock star wedding photographer, I was going to be booking my weekends a year out, a year and a half out. And there really is no flexibility unless it's some major life occurrence like the birth of your son that's going to allow you to say, you know what? My child's in a chess tournament this weekend, and that's more important to me than your wedding. So I'm going to put my associate, Bobby, on this wedding, and I'm going to go to the chess tournament.
Doesn't go too well.
That does not fly in any way, shape, or form. So when my son was born on a wedding day, and in the middle of wedding season, there were days when I didn't see him just simply because I was buried.
Yeah.
And it was just a very real concept to me that, you know what, you're going to be giving up a lot of dad time in the future if you're going to be committing your Saturdays, mm-hmm. your weekends, a year out, because you don't know what's going to happen.
And
you don't know when the champion soccer game is going to be, or when the prom's going to be that you'd really like to go to as a chaperone. You know, whatever it is. You know, you got to think long term on these things. Sure, he was just born. So we decided to rebrand. My experience with the corporate world was, it was, ironic enough, it's an easier process as far as the booking is concerned.
Definitely.
That's true.
Anybody shocked by that?
Not at all.
No. Yeah.
Not anybody who's ever been married.
Precisely. And aside from that, it's one of those things where on the corporate side, my corporate clients, I would say 99.5% of them, we have great relationships. And if I were to call and say, hey, I have something that has come up, would you mind if I put my best associate on your job? Generally speaking, they are flexible to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the corporate world, there's a lot of valuing employees and valuing people as human resources, not as objects, pawns, you know, worker bees, whatever. And so it's an interesting and friendly dynamic to be working with corporate people these days, because, you know, their priority is to get the job done and get it done on budget and, quite frankly, get it done with as little hassle as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you come in.
Exactly. That's where I come in. That is perfect. Absolutely where I come in. So 2008, I think I bought 6 suits and a couple pairs of shoes, a couple of ties, no bow ties at the time.
No bow ties. That wasn't part of the rebranding?
No, that was part of the
recreation. The rebranding.
Yeah. That's what business is all about, the re-re.
The re-re, yeah, this is all about the re-re, I promise you. So that's what we did in 2008. We did it very kind of, it was weird. For 2 years, we actually ran our business as both a wedding studio and a corporate event studio, which I kind of had an idea, but I didn't really have any idea how tremendous the bias was in the corporate world mm-hmm. towards not hiring a wedding photographer to mm-hmm. do their big corporate event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always translate.
It doesn't. Oh, you do weddings. Great. Well, we'd love to talk to you. We'll be getting back to you on that. And that's changed a lot recently. I mean, there's been a lot of movement and a lot of awareness to the wedding photography world and the fact that, you know what, wedding photographers are incredibly talented people and mm-hmm. they have to deal with the same situations. It's just, it's a different kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's their most special day in their life.
It is their most special day in their life. And when you talk to a corporate client and you say, oh my gosh, tell me all about your event, they're like,
this is my ROI that I need. Yeah. I need to meet this guy.
I have people for that. You can talk to my intern about the details of the event, but I just need to book this and check it off the list if that's okay with
exactly. So Patrick, I know kids can be stressful, but I don't think that's what led to your gray hair that we have in the studio, is it?
No, I am rocking the Silver Fox.
I like it.
Purely by genetics alone.
I like it, like an anime character.
I'm telling you, you either hide from this, you look really old, or you go bald.
I think you've embraced it very nicely.
Oh, I rock this.
I love it.
I think Taylor's a little jealous. He's going to come in next week, and he's going to be rocking the same thing.
But you've got to do the Sharon Osbourne like purple thing.
Yeah,
right?
And the bow tie, because the bow tie really ties it all in. I keep coming back to this bow tie. I love this bow tie. For our listeners out there, it is a purple with little circles, polka dot. It is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a work of art. You'll have to catch it on our website with the picture.
Definitely.
Love that. Or on our Facebook page right this very minute.
Oh, look at that. Boom.
PWP Studio on Facebook. It's there. It's all over it.
It's there. Great. All right. So let's see. Sorry, I'm told you I was distracted by the bow tie. All right. So tell me, what sets you apart from all the other photographers out there? You know, what are y'all going to come in and do for us?
Wow. What sets up
that's
us?
Million dollar question.
Million
it really
dollar
is.
Question. You're looking for my elevator pitch, aren't you?
I am. you got 7 seconds. Well, it depends on what we're going to sell me.
It's a broken elevator.
We're better.
We're better.
I like that. Look at the confidence.
We're better.
They have Justin. So.
Yeah, well, we do have Justin, and that is definitely a big one on our side, for
sure. It
really
is.
But the other thing is we have me. And I'm not saying that I'm the best, but...
pretty darn good.
I can't argue with him right now.
I've been trying to figure out how to do some sort of like competition in Atlanta where I can like go head-to-head with other photographers just for the fun of it to see who can do it as quickly, as efficiently, as easily. And if anybody out there
Alicia
has
and
free
I can
time,
help you put
I think we have a
bit like
do
that.
This, actually. In all honesty, I would absolutely sign up for that. Yes. I shot my first event.
That's a good event idea.
Conveniently
that's
enough.
That's a TV show. We have a TV show. We have a team of event planners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I was 19 when I did my first event for money.
Wow.
And by the time I was 23 and graduated college, that's how I paid for college, a psych degree, ironically enough. But by the time I was 23, I'd already shot 600 events. So whereas most people are starting their event career at that age, I had already become not just a seasoned event photographer, but also a manager of a team of about 25 event photographers. And I was very fortunate to work for a company out of Auburn, Alabama.
Yes.
War Eagle.
That's where my girlfriend is.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
I was very fortunate to work for a company that had a huge scale as far as lots of events that they covered. They were everything from cheer camps to graduations to road races to you name it. And so, I mean, we had just a great deal of experience across the line from top to bottom. So, yeah, I do come across. I was naturally wired this way to be this confident. That's just who I am.
That's
good. It's been a flaw forever. It gives me the silver fox, you know, the ability to walk into a room and say, hey, I'm Patrick, Bob. How are you doing?
There's the radio voice we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really the most important part is marketing yourself and the business part, because there's a lot of people that can take good-looking pictures.
Yes.
But
yes, they are.
The point is you're going to be there. You're going to be there on time. You're going to get the job done. You're going to get the client what they want. And you're going to be easy to work with. So,
gee, I don't have to say anything. You're going to do this for me. I love it. I love it. Yes, we have built an entire business that's based on not just great photography. You know, it's very common when you look at photographers' websites. They talk all about the images. Oh, we do the best images. Oh, we do the best imaging. Oh, we are the most creative, and we put our spin on your event, and da-da-da-da-da. If you actually look at our website and read our website, we talk not a lot about the photography.
You
photography
just show the pictures.
For us, well, yeah, we do show the gallery, but the photography for us is the assumption. The assumption is we're going to do amazing work
that's a given.
At every event. And what we talk about on our website is how we've built a business to cater to our target audience, being event planners who have way more things to do.
Yes.
Than time to do it in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we talk about a lot is being a fit for the specific type of event that we want to do and our booking process. We're all online. We're 100% green. We're day, night, mobile phone, tab, however you want to do business with us. We've created a business where it's easy, efficient, and quick. And so that really resonates with a lot of our target audience as far as when you go to our website, you don't hear these, you know, long diatribes about, oh, the most amazing image and the way that we tweaked the camera. Event planners don't care what my ISO was.
True.
They don't care. What aperture did you shoot at that? No. My photographer friends want to know that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of
everybody wants the process to be made easier. Whatever it is we're doing, we want the process was. To be easier.
Where's the coolest place that your work's taking you? I'm hoping not just, you know, the convention center downtown or something. I mean, I'm sure that's great.
No. I will tell you probably some of the coolest events that I have done. I've shot in Paris. I've shot in Nevis in the West Indies. I've shot all over the Caribbean. I've shot in Punta Mita, Mexico, Quebec City, Canada, all over the United States.
That's awesome.
Really anywhere. And then I'm really excited about an upcoming trip, though.
All right, tell us
in
about it.
May, I am flying to Lisbon, Portugal, to get on a Silver Seas ship to spend a week bouncing port to port in Portugal and Spain.
And you're getting paid for this?
Well,
that's awesome.
Paid well.
Wow, that is awesome.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll be your new Justin. Need to. Bow tie and all.
I hate to tell you, but my wife's got first dibs on that, and she does things that you and Justin cannot. I'm sorry, Angel. I love you. Yeah, well, she filled out that application a long time ago. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, how can our listeners reach out and get this awesome photography?
Well, it's very, very easy, actually. We are PWP Studio everywhere. That is P as in Patrick, W as in Williams, P as in photography.
Ooh.
So it is PWP Studio, and we are pwpstudio.com, Facebook/PWP Studio. We are PWP Studio on Twitter.
It sounds addicting.
You know, it
I'm
is.
I'm on PWP.
It is. It's very addicting, and lots of fun in the meantime.
Well, before we wrap up the show, do you guys have anything you guys want to talk about? Our guests? Because we're opening up the mics.
Anything we didn't cover?
Any questions you have for each other?
About this photography contest.
Yeah, maybe. You have an in-house photographer. Tell me about that.
We do. We have an in-house celebrity photographer. His name is Sean Dowdell, and he's photographed everyone from T.I. to Chili to all those, you know, big-name people. He does a lot of print work also for a lot of the hair care magazines. But as far as wedding industry photographers go, we also use Derek Wintermute. So we could get him in there in this whole photography, you know, competition. For the Chef's Expo this year, we're using Capture Life Through the Lens photography for that. So we have like a team that we use when people are not available for certain events that we rotate out. So I think that this would be a good event, this whole photography competition.
We were just talking about collaboration.
You know,
I'm going to turn it into a TV show, and we're going to make millions.
Yeah. Hey, let's do a reality show.
I'm down.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Someone's got to punch somebody, though. Not it.
But I've got to come up with some sort of fantastic accent so I can compete with everybody else in the world who's on reality TV from the swamp. Or
you gotta set yourself apart.
Yeah. Redneck Island. Well, guys, thanks for a wonderful show, and thank you so much for coming on. We loved having you, and we'd love to have you back if you guys are ever doing any new events or anything, or if you have any guests that you would like to throw our way.
Ooh, lots of guests.
Awesome. Yes.
And thank you for
Patrick
the opportunity.
Patrick and I have talked about that.
Thanks for
sure.
No problem.
Us.
Yeah, I was actually very pleased to be able to finally use my radio voice somewhere outside the shower.
You did great, Patrick.
We'll have you as a guest host, definitely. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Taylor Kelly and Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.